The reason I wanted to get you on is we got a lot of, you know, I'm getting a lot of
I love
of
your show. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you very much. Believe me, I need to hear that right now. We've got a lot of people, obviously Blue Jays fans, baseball fans. They've been, you know, calling in. I had a couple of people send me emails and say, okay, this is great. We love it that Rogers got TV, yada, yada. What the hell does it mean for the Blue Jays? So I said, you know what? I'm going to bring the guy
What's it
in.
Mean for the Blue Jays?
Because I think people are sitting there saying, well, if they're spending all this money in TV,
well, I know.
It's going to be no money for a reliever.
No, that's not the case. What I would say is that our commitment to sports has been unwavering. You know, that has been something that that we believe in. It is part of the DNA at Rogers Media and at Rogers overall. So, if you actually look at what has transpired over the last number of years, you know, we have bought the Score, rebranded as Sportsnet 360. We bought 37% of MLSE. We invested in the Toronto Blue Jays from a player's perspective. We invested from a promotional side and from a production side in the Blue Jays. You know, we sent people down to training camp, and we did more pre-shows and more post-game shows than ever before. We've been aggressive in acquiring rights, buying the World Curling Tour, acquiring the Indy, acquiring the Tour de France. Continuing to build our Sportsnet portfolio. And yesterday was obviously the pinnacle of all, acquiring the national rights exclusively for the next 12 years and now being the dominant sports player in Canada for the foreseeable future. So it is. So what this means is under no circumstance would we all of a sudden say, we've spent all this money in hockey. We're not going to invest in the Toronto Blue Jays. We are committed to the Blue Jays, continue to be committed, and our goal is simple. We want to win the World Series. And you think about this, we could get an NHL team into the Stanley Cup Finals, preferably the Toronto Maple Leafs, broadcasting on all the networks, controlling all of that while the Blue Jays were starting the season, and then watching that continue and the momentum continuing right through. It would be spectacular. So the deals, if nothing else, people should look at it the other way, going, they're all in on sports. They're committed to. We've said that we're going to be Canada's number one sports media brand, sports media leader, and we've demonstrated that in spades. And this is just another example of that. But it does not affect the Blue Jays payroll in any way whatsoever.
Keith Pelley's the president of Rogers Media. Before I let you run, because I know you've got 1,000 meetings and 1,000 interviews to do today. The other thing that the people are talking about, they're wondering about, okay, how are you going to show Jays games if there's a conflict with hockey?
Well, you know,
I know, as you said yesterday, right? It's
we're stage
first
one.
Day.
Yeah. We made the decision that we were going to show all 162 Blue Jay games. Sportsnet and Sportsnet One continue to grow. Sportsnet 360 is now in 7 million homes, which was an option that we didn't have before. And you also have CBC. Mm. And if, in fact, we have a conflict, and we've already had this conversation with CBC, you know, they are our preferred partner in all sports. So we would even look at the Blue Jays on City or on CBC. You know, broad distribution for the NHL, providing as many games to fans as possible while doing the exact same thing with the Blue Jays. It's just it's exactly in our DNA to give the Canadian fans as much coverage as they possibly can of both hockey and the Blue Jays. We own the Blue Jays, 100% of them. We are everything Blue Jays. We made that commitment last year from a production and a programming perspective, and certainly I think that was some of the reason why the renewed interest in the team, that and spending the dollars and the way that Paul and Alex have rebranded it has certainly been a key part of it as well.
Keith, congratulations on the deal, by the way. We haven't had a chance to talk since then. And thanks very much for coming in, because I know that you're going to be using your voice a lot in the next couple of days.
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to get a radio voice.
And
after doing all these interviews, I'm starting to get that kind of feel. So
we appreciate you doing this. Thanks very much.
Thanks,
Keith.
Jeff. All the
be
best.
Well.